Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. We have made our declaration. We have made our decision. Praise God, because we know that our God is so good, so wonderful, so holy. Hallelujah. That we understand that this day he has made. Hallelujah. It is wonderful. It is good. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You tuned into the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. And I tell you what, we are glad that you have joined us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We honor our great God on today. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Our kinsman redeemer, we honor the Holy Ghost on today. Holy Ghost, we say, have your way. Have your way in our lives on today. We bless the Lord for our great leadership on this side of heaven. Praise God. We honor our founding pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated and Chief Apostle Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for the woman of God. Amen. And all those who are standing with her in our headquarters church in Baltimore, Maryland, and just all the saints of God all over. I honor my great blessing. Praise God. Amen. My lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. And I am Pastor Terry White, the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. And we salute all the folks in the number 2 church with co-pastor and myself. Amen. We bless the Lord for everybody, every part of the body of Christ all over the land, wherever you're listening from. Praise God. Know that God is wonderful. He is so, so, so good. Hallelujah. Amen. And we bless the Lord for each and every one of you. Amen. We want you to understand that God loves you, and he is just waiting for us to understand that he loves us and he cares for us, and that so that we can receive his goodness, we can live in his ways and his righteousness and his holiness. So we bless the Lord. We want to encourage your heart on today that God does have a plan, amen, for your life, amen, hallelujah, praise God. And he does understand what you're going through, amen, praise God. So we're going to want you to grab your Bibles, turn your Bibles to a very familiar passage of Scripture to a lot of people. You never know. It may be new to you. We're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 29, and our focal verse will be verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 29, and our focal verse will be verse 11. Praise God. You must know that God has a plan for us. Praise God. But in knowing that, sometimes we may not understand, praise God, the journey to get to the promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life and a promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And promises that he has made to you, praise God, and he is in covenant with you concerning these great and precious promises. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want you to be blessed and know today that God has a plan and he has purpose for your life. Hallelujah. And he wants to take you on this journey from where you are to the promise. Amen. To the plan and the purpose for your life. Amen. Because he does Love you so. Amen. We're going to pray. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah. That you have extended toward us on this day. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that you are great God, and we honor you on today. We honor you, Lord Jesus, our kinsman, redeemer, our Savior, our Lord, our Messiah, the King of Kings. Amen. We glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Holy Ghost, have your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Have your way in our lives on today. Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for amen. How God is moving and touching the families that's going through a time of bereavement. We send our love and our prayers and our condolences out to each and every family. We're praying. We ask that you pray along with us. Amen. Lift those families up, those families that you know and that we know. And hallelujah. And just people that we see. Amen. Maybe you've heard about thousands of people losing their lives, praise God, in this terrible, just gigantic, I think it was like a 7.8 earthquake in Turkey and in another country. So let's pray. Let's pray, saints of God, that the signs are appearing, praise God. Hallelujah. But yet we can pray and our compassion and our hearts go out to families who lost loved ones, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, children, praise God, in that horrific event and many other things that are happening around the world and some in our very own neighborhood. So let's pray, saints. That is what we are commanded to do. That man ought to always pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's pray. Let's pray. And we pray that God just touches us all with this word on this evening, that we would just know of his love, of his goodness, of his plan, of his purpose for us. Amen. And though we may not understand it, we may not always see it clearly, but if we will trust him, hallelujah, if we'll trust God, God will see us through. Amen. He'll get us from where we are to where we need to be. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, we are looking at Jeremiah chapter 29, and our focal verse is verse 11. But what we must understand, praise God, hallelujah, when you have time, please read this particular chapter, praise God, at least up to verse 11. And if you have the opportunity to read through the entire chapter, that will be wonderful. You'll get a greater understanding of God's love, his plan, his purpose, praise God. Amen. Because he has a purpose for his people. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want you to know that he has a purpose for his people. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want you to understand also that in the Word of God, it reads that starting at verse 11, this is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Hallelujah. Amen. Some of the versions say to give you an expected end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that is a wonderful promise. Praise God. And we want to be able to take hold of God's word and stand on that great promise, praise God. But how many know there is a journey that must take place, amen, to get us, amen, from chapter 29, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 11, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And that is just like the journey of our lives, praise God. And then see, because there's going to be some opposition to the very thought of the great love that God has for you, praise God. There's going to be some opposition to for you to understand, amen, that sometimes there will be, amen, a captive situation. You may be experiencing your Babylon right now, hallelujah, but don't forget that God cannot lie, hallelujah, amen. And as he has come into covenant, amen, with you, and he's made these promises to you, hallelujah, no matter, praise God, whether you are traversing the land and the landscape of your life in a captive situation, praise God. Hold on to your most holy faith in God. Hold on to his promises, praise God, because through it all, amen, hallelujah, God will give you, amen, moments of enough clarity, amen, of mind and of spirit, praise God, no matter how hard the warfare is, praise God, amen. He'll give you moments of clarity, praise God. Well, amen, your spirit will break through, hallelujah, amen, to connect with his spirit, oh my God, hallelujah, to connect with the Holy Ghost, amen, to receive what you need, amen, to get you, amen, from verse 1 to verse 11, praise God, hallelujah, amen. If you can understand what God is trying to say to us on this evening, praise God, if when you're, amen, because, see, a lot of times we look at the tests, praise God, amen. And I heard the man of God, amen, Pastor Tribbett say, amen, on the other day, praise God, amen. The enemy inserts, amen, warfare, praise God, into our test, amen, to turn it into a trial, amen. But those tests come to make us strong. Those tests come, praise God, because God is ready to move us, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, from where we are to where he wants us to be. He's ready to bring, amen, elevation, praise God. So, hallelujah, amen. And we see here, praise God, that God has a plan. He has a purpose for his people, praise God, amen. And he wants us to be a prepared people to, amen, to be pushed, amen, hallelujah, by the power of God into our purpose, hallelujah, into the promise of God, hallelujah, amen. Look at what he did for his people, praise God. They were truly in a captive situation, and God says to them through the man of God, the prophet Jeremiah, amen, hallelujah. He told them to prophesy, amen, to, amen, the children of Israel, praise God, who had been carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon, amen. This happened after Jeconiah, the king, the queen mother, the eunuchs, the priests of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths had been departed from Jerusalem. Amen. And so this was, the letter was sent by the hand of Elasa, amen, the son of Shaphan, amen, praise God, to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. He told them, amen, that he knew they were captives because he had caused them to be captive. Because if you read the previous chapters and passages of scripture, amen, in the book of Jeremiah, you'll see that the people's hearts were turned away from their God, amen, the God of our Lord and Savior, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah. They were turned away from God, hallelujah, and they were doing things that transgressed God's way, amen, and God's law, amen, and his purpose and will, praise God, and his purpose for their lives, my God, hallelujah. But when their hearts had been turned back to God, God said, look here, amen, this is what I'm going to do, amen. Now that you understand that I'm your God and I love you, now that you're repenting for your sin, praise God, against me, hallelujah, I'm going to allow you to do something that is going to amaze, hallelujah, the naysayers. It's going to amaze, hallelujah, the captives, praise God, the one that feels like they have you held captive, amen, and bound up, praise God, hallelujah. What I'm going to do is this. I want you to build houses and live in them, praise God. I want you to marry off your children, get some wives for your sons, amen, and marry your daughters off to husbands, praise God. I want you, amen, hallelujah, to plant gardens and eat, amen, of the fruit thereof, praise God, and all of this while you're captives, praise God. How many people that you know are slaved and captive, praise God, are able, amen, to be more increased, amen, than the people who are have them captive, praise God. But when God is in the situation, amen, and he even told them that, now I'm going to visit you, amen, but you're going to be there for a while. Because what I want to do is show you, amen, and show your captives and show the world and show the devil, hallelujah, that I'm well able to bless you right where you are, amen, in that captive situation, in that frying pan that's so hot, good God Almighty, amen, in the midst of what seems like the most terrible situation, good God Almighty, but I'm going to increase you while you're there, praise God. I'm going to make you bigger than the captives, praise God, that are holding you, praise God. I'm going to give you freedoms that no other captive people, amen, can claim because you're mine. Oh, God is trying to speak to you today, amen, in your situation that seems like you're all bound down and captive, praise God, to whatever is going on in your life. God wants you to know today, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, he's going to let you sit there for a little bit. Now, he allowed them to sit there. If you read those verses, praise God, amen, for 70 years, he even told them, it's some people that's calling themselves prophets. I haven't sent them, and they're telling you to move and leave this place and leave this circumstance, but don't you do it because I got a blessing there for you, and I'm going to, amen, take care of your captors, amen, because even though you transgress God's law, amen, and his will and his way, amen, and he caused you to be taken captive, he's going to, amen, recompense, amen, your captors for you, my God, today. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of them for you. Hallelujah. Because even though, hallelujah, you walked yourself into that mess, amen, God is bringing you out of the mess, and he's going to, amen, make sure the ones that tried to hold you in that captive place, amen, get what they deserve, amen. Oh, my, 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 hallelujah. And God got a way of getting folk, amen, hallelujah, better than we ever could, amen, hallelujah. And you just never know, amen. Hallelujah, through it all, they might turn and realize that he's Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we want you to see today that God, amen, did something wonderful for them. Amen. He wants to do something wonderful for you in the midst of your turmoil and your strife. Amen. In the midst of this terrible situation. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. You did it, and God has allowed you to be captive to the things that are holding you. Amen. But once you turn your heart to God, hallelujah, amen, you see how he turned it around for them. He even told them to pray for the peace of that city, because in its peace, they were going to have peace, my God. Hallelujah. How would I pray for a place that's so heinous and got me bound down? Amen. But when they had peace, when that city had peace, if he told them to pray for the peace of that city, because when it had peace, they would have peace, because that's where they were. Praise God. Come on now. Our God is very practical and purposeful, amen, when it's concerning his children. Hallelujah. And we want you to know, to be encouraged, that our God is wonderful, and he is faithful, and he is just. Hallelujah. And he will see you through. Amen. He will make the difference. Amen. He is the difference maker. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. My God. Hallelujah. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. Amen. An expected end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody ought to tell God thank you for his goodness and his grace and his faithfulness to us. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to tell you that we are, again, the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. If you want have a wonderful time in the Lord, if you are in the DMV, in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, any of those surrounding areas, praise God, and you can get to Baltimore, Maryland, get there on Sunday afternoons at 1:30, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Join Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. With Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Amen. And the wonderful, wonderful church family there. Praise God. Join them on Sundays at 1:30. Amen. Again, that's 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Join them and have a Holy Ghost good time. Amen. If you're in Florida, look us up. Praise God. Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, the number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. You can call me, Pastor Terry White, at 863-712-7498. Amen. That is 863-712-7498. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, God is so wonderful. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. We also have our services currently on Facebook, Facebook Live, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for midweek Bible study, Wellness Wednesdays, because God wants us well. He wants us whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So tune in for our midweek Bible study on Facebook Live. That's Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. And look us up on Facebook. Join us for Wellness Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And on Sunday Live with Sunshine of Faith. Amen. Again, we're on Facebook on Sundays at 12:30 p.m., 12:30 amen, in the afternoon. Sunday Live with Sunshine of Faith. Join us then. Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord for all of you. Again, be encouraged. Know that God loves you. He has a plan, and he will direct you from where you are. You just got to trust him and believe in that he knows what he's doing. My God. Hallelujah. He created us. Amen. We didn't create ourselves. Praise God. Amen. And he certainly doesn't have to look to us for him to be who he is. He is sovereign and he is holy. That means he stands alone. He doesn't need our God, amen, God the Father, God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word that became flesh, amen, and the Holy Ghost, all God, amen, all one. God doesn't need anybody, any of us, amen, or any other being to complete him, praise God, amen. So he's trying to get us to understand he's all-sufficient, praise God. He's all-knowing, he's all-loving, praise God. He is love, he is compassion, amen. If you're going to get it truly, amen, you must first learn it and get it from him. Find your identity in him, find your purpose and worth in him, because that's where it is, amen. It's not in this world, praise God. Also, want you to be minded that the great woman of God, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, is a licensed counselor, amen. She will be able to counsel with you. If you would like to contact Sunshine, amen, corporate headquarters, amen, in Baltimore, Maryland, you can reach out by way of phone, area code 301-732-0461, amen. Contact Dr. Mary F. Ogburn there. And I tell you what, you won't regret it. Amen. Praise God. So we just bless the Lord for each and every one. Amen. Remember, you can tune into Blog Talk Radio with Sunshine of Faith every day. Praise God of the week. Amen. At 5:30, one of the wonderful, loving ministers will be on bringing the word of God. Amen. Praise God. So we want to tell you, Jesus loved you, and so do we. And guess what? We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye. We love you.